Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 55 and talk to you about how the rain comes down. Here's the two verses, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. We read this. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Now, as I record this, it's summer in Southern California, which means that it has not rained here for several months. There's a song from the early 1970s that said, "It never rains in Southern California," but of course that isn't true. It just seems like rainy days are rare and sunny days are common. So where I live, when it does rain, you notice it. And if you think about this passage from Isaiah chapter 55, every drop of rain is a reminder of a wonderful promise from God that we read here in Isaiah 55. The promise begins like this, "For as the rain comes down." Now, using the figure of the water cycle, the Lord illustrated several essential principles that his word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, says the Lord. Rain and snow come down from heaven, and they don't return back up to the sky before they serve their purpose on earth. They water the earth and make it bring forth and bud. The rain and snow eventually do return to heaven, to the sky, but not before accomplishing their purpose on earth. Even so, God's word, when it sends down from heaven, when God sends it down from heaven, it does not return to him void. Instead, it always fulfills his purpose on earth. This means that God is not just all talk. When God talks, his words accomplish his intended purpose. The word of the Lord has power, and it never fails in his intended purpose. You see, the text helps us to explain one purpose of his word. It's not the only purpose, but it's one purpose. To make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. The use of these pictures illustrate the operation of God's word, showing that God's word brings forth fruit. It also shows that the fruit has many different applications. The same grain grown by the water that comes down from heaven that gives seed to the sower will also give bread to the eater. Going further, God says, "It shall accomplish what I please." God's word has something to accomplish. Let me tell you something. God does not speak just to hear himself talk. His word is not empty, nor does it lack power. This also means that God's word has a purpose. He didn't speak in unknowable mysteries just to blow our minds or to confuse us or to leave things to any possible interpretation. When God speaks, he speaks to accomplish a purpose. So God can confidently say of his word, "It shall prosper in the things for which I sent it." God's word doesn't barely get the job done. It shall prosper in the purpose God has for it. It is rich and full of life. God's word always succeeds. And it always fulfills God's purpose. Now, this does not mean that it doesn't matter how God's word is presented. Sometimes a terrible sermon has been excused by saying God's word doesn't return void. Now, the principle is clear and true from this passage of Isaiah, but the preacher's poor preparation or poor preaching has given very little of God's word to be put forth. You know, a preacher can ignore or dilute or obscure God's word so much that very little goes forth. And when little goes forth, that little will succeed. But how much better if more of the whole counsel of God went forth to do its very successful work, always accomplishing the purpose that God has for it. God has a purpose for your word, for his word in your life, and let him accomplish it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.